Okay, after I took too much of the time for my private on the chorus, we'll just maybe serve us some a kasha or two on the Gemara and Dachman Dalet in the Nachas. It's a very interesting Gemara which has many ramifications for halacha, halacha narachaim, day to day halacha. The Gemara says, and Dachman Dalet, it's not Hokum. This Gemara comes after in response to the sugya where we're dealing with a mincha, and we want to know the shear of the mincha, and we where the shear of the mincha has changed, and we want to know how do we reckon the volume? Do we reckon the volume the way it was or the way it is? So the Gemara brings a Mishnah, one of the last Mishnahs in Shas, in the second paragraph of Hutsin, says, Tan Hossam, Bosser Egel, Shemispach, Ubosser Skenish, Nismaya, Mishtairin, Lukumoshahain. Rav, Verabchia, Verdiachnam, Mishtan, Kumoshahain, Shmuel, Verabchim, 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 Mishtan, Lukumoshahain. Here, either I have a piece of beef that swelled, it was outside in the rain, whatever, and it swelled. Or we have a piece of meat which shrunk, was out in the sun, and it shrunk. So now the question is, we want to know if this buffer has a kedayis. So how do we measure it? Do we measure it with the original shear in each case? That means what shrunk, we look at it the way it was in the original state. And also what swelled in the original state, that means that what swelled, we look at it as smaller than it, we see it in front of us. And what shrunk, we see it as bigger. Or we look at it the way it is. So in the Machlokes, Abchir Rav Yochanan says, Mishtarim Kumoshehen. And Rishinah Rav Shavuot, Mishtarim Lukumoshehen. Kumoshehen is the way they are right now. Or Lukumoshehen, the way they were. And so Machlokes, how do we look at it? Do we look at it actually the way we see it? Or that's the volume, or do we look at it as the way it was? So, the Gemara goes through Shaka Vataria, and the Maskar of the Gemara is as follows. That, for sure, if we're talking about, let's say, here we're talking about Tuma, or later we talk, the Gemara talks about the Isser, of eating Noiser or Pigle. So, there's, clearly, if we have something in front of us that is less than a Kazayas, and a person eats it, or a person touches it, it cannot be considered that he had a kezayis, no matter what its history was. But definitely now, if I have a half a kezayis, it's not going to be considered a kezayis. However, if it was not a kezayis, there we say that, and it now swelled, so we say that it has a shear, but the shear is midrabbanan. It means that if we had a half a kezayis of figgle and we left in the rain, and it swelled, now it has din of a kezayis, but this din is only mirabon. Now, the Gemara on the Beis compares this din to the din which is said over here about figgle and noiser. It's a different halacha. That's also here we're talking about figgle and noiser, about tuma. There, the Gemara is talking about what happens if we ate it. It means the person had a kezayis figgle or a kezayis noiser, and it swelled and it shrunk. And then it swelled again. So it means it was originally a kezayis, and it's now a kezayis. But in between, it shrunk. So now this it's like reconstituted. It had evaporated, and now it's reconstituted. So now the question is: do we look at it at the shear, the present shear, which was also the original shear, or do we say no? Since in the meantime, it had shrunk. The new shear is already not considered like the original substance. And the Gemara wants to say that it's totally in dichui b'isurin. Whether the something which was usur, and for a small time it became mutter, and now the question is, did the isur go away, or can we say that the isur can return? So here too, when we had a kezayis of chalev, and it became smaller than kezayis, at that point, it wasn't also, because if a person ate it, he wouldn't be chayav. And now when it's swelling in, and it became again a kizayis, so now the issue would return. But if we hold dichui, that something which was temporarily not, like the Gemara says the sukkah about dichui b'mitzvah, the same thing, we had an esrig, which became pasul, and now it becomes kosher again, there's a tzad to say, yesh dichui, it cannot, it is no longer kosher. Once it was pasul at one point, it's dichui and it can't become kosher again. So the same thing we'll say by isur. Now, when we look at the Gemara, it's very difficult to understand. It's the way that we look at things. We look at shiurim. We say a shiur. A person has to eat a kazayis. The shiur is a shiur in achila. In other words, how much does a person need to eat in order to get malchus? What is the substance? The substance is chaylev. How much do you have to eat? You have to eat a kazayis. So now, let's say we took out of the behemoth a half a kazayis. It's not chaylev? Of course it's chaylev. The only thing is, that you won't be over Isser if you eat this half a kazayis, because the amount is not enough. But the substance is the same substance. Now, if someone cut out a half a kazayis of chaylev from an animal, and then he brought another half a kazayis even from another animal, there's no question of tikkun. It's definitely, you ate kazayis. So, shiurim, in other words, how much the amount is, never relates to actually whether it's usser or not. If the only question is, definitely it's usser. It's usser all along. It's chaylev. However, the we need to eat a certain amount in order to be chayev. So the same way that each particle is definitely chaylev. Each particle is definitely chaylev. However, we have to eat a certain amount. So even when it's shrunk, what dichu was there? It became less usser. It just became a smaller amount. And this small amount, they have to eat now too, to be chayev. What type of dichu was this? And the time when it became less, because it didn't become mutter, it just became less. So, there are those who bring Rai from this Gemara, but it's a difficult idea, something that needs to be explained for many sugyas. It's not in our framework of the small time we have, but just to give a slight inkling, let's say that when we look at a kazayis, we think that it's the amount you have to eat. In other words, if a person says you need to eat a kazayis of matzah, that means matzah is the substance, and kazayis is the amount we have to eat. A person in order to be over iser, to be iser chaylev dam, the iser is chaylev, but the amount we have to eat is a kazayis. And that can be seen in many places that we say that even what doesn't relate to Isurim, but the Gemara says that it's Erech HaLapach Mikizayis. In general, it has something to do with if a person eats, it's not considered eating if he ate less than a Kizayis. However, this idea of that Erech HaLapach Mikizayis, in other words, that the amount which is considered Kizayis only relates to the Maitz Achil, to the act of eating, and not to the chefza, not to what we are eating, but rather how we eat, it's difficult from a few other places. But also, we'll just bring one example. Is the Gemara says that a berya is usher. If a person eats an ant doesn't have your average ant does not have a kazayis. Still, he's owed by 5 lachim. Why? Because since it's a berya, it's a complete entity, so even though it doesn't have a kazayis, still, he's over. If a person eats half an ant, then he's not over. But if he eats a whole ant, then he's over because he ate a berya. Now, if we understand in order to eat, we have to eat a kazayis, even though the berya has chashivas, in other words, something, we say, the machlokes rishonim, what the chashivas of a berya is, this is this what the Torah made also. Or there's something substantial that since it's a complete entity, so something substantial, therefore the eidir chayes. But if we talk about the fact that the ma'is achila, in other words, it's not considered to have started to eat if you just, we'll call it ingesting, it's a little bit before your nose, it's not really eating until the eidir chayes. So the fact that the berya is chashuv, the fact that the berya is substantial still, but you didn't eat it. It's true that it's chashuv, but achila is only a kazayis. Therefore, we see that what's considered an achila or not an achila doesn't relate just to the act of eating, but rather to what we have eaten. And therefore, when we look at a kezayis, it's not because that ein achila pachut mekezayis, it's not because the might of achila, the act of eating, is not considered eating until you ate a kezayis. If you ate less than that, than if you ingested it, or you swallowed it, or you put it through your nose. Rather, it's because the chefza of a kezayis is not choshev for the ma'is achila. And therefore, something which is less than a kezayis is not considered a chefza which we can be over in that isuri achila. Just like a banana is considered a chefza and therefore be over in isuri achila. Therefore, kezayis is considered, this. If a person eats this chefza, which is a kezayis, therefore he could be over. It's not that if he eats chelos, how much a kezayis? Rather, he has to eat something which is a kezayis of chelos. Of course, this kezayis can be made up with many different pieces, but we start out with eating something which is a kezayis. And therefore, it's possible to say that something which was a kezayis and shrunk, it lost its chashivas. In other words, in that way, it became something which was a chefza of iser, and it's no longer a chefza of iser. And therefore, even if it swells again, although right now I can make my ma'is achila on it, but it won't be considered a kezayis of chelos. Just want to bring down something here. A lot of things we wanted to see in this sugya, but something which is nagea for us for everyday halacha. There's a question. There's a famous question nagea every day. Let's say we have sponge cake. The Rishonim called pot with gunim. There's a lot of air in it. A person can take a very small amount of flour, and we can and you can swallow it with yeast and the way of baking it. There's a lot of air in it. And it will be much, much bigger than a kezayis. And the question is, so how much of it do you have to eat for making al nechya? Right? We know you have to eat a kezayis to make al nechya, or for a brisk samoyim. And what is this pot? How do we look at it? Do we look at it in the swell fashion? Or do we look at it as the we look at it the way the flour it was without the swelling? Like we know here in the and now in Israel, it's Kislev time. We see the Sufganiyot already in the store, and the locals are very upset at the high price, which the price of a Sufganiyah, because they say there's less flour in a Sufganiyah than there is in a pita. Right, in a pita here it costs about 20 agurot, and a Sufganiyah costs 3 shekel. Says there's no reason for it. There's so little flour in it. But it's all swelled up, it's very swollen, very very appetizing, inviting. But Lamaisa, the truth is that with that amount of flour, it only is less than a pizza, which is flat. So therefore, the shot is, okay, that's as far as the price. The price is as much as the market will take for the price. However, what's with the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Reish Yud, in it's Aleph, where you go through all the dinim of shurim, how much what's mitzvah to shurim, what's not mitzvah to shurim. So he says, "Hoya pats of golim she mitzvah ad she ein ha'avim she bo negoshim ha'oichol kezayis b'menu k'mo shehu einu mevorach. So lefia emes lo oichol kezayis v'chein mohoya kezayis v'nitzvamik v'nitzvamik b'shurim ein mevorach olav ein kem b'chaz v'nitzvah." So he takes it on both sides. He says, if it's swelled up, it's not actually kezayis. And therefore, you don't make an al nichyo because it's not extra kezayis. And if it's shrunk, if a person will take a piece of sponge cake and squeeze it till all the air goes out, and now eat something which is less than a kezayis, then he will not make al nichyo in either case. So the Achrayim, a lot of chuvits from mostly 2 or 3 days ago to one of the famous ones is Shuvas Torah Chesed, who speaks Baruch about this sugya and compares the Tzuvganin to Ar Gemara. In other words, just like in Ar Gemara, it says that something which is nitzvach, it's not considered only min rabbonon, considered the new shir. The same thing, if we take this dough and we swear it, it won't be considered a shir for Al Mishir. However, a strong case can be made to differentiate these, and many of Paiskim do hold that we always have to look at the Oichel the way it is. In other words, in its present state. The truth is that there's always, in every substance, we have a certain amount of water, and we have a certain amount of air, and the way we look at it, in general, Lagabi Tuma and Tara, which we say also we need a Kabeza for certain things, we don't say, well, we need a Kabeza, but let's say, well, we could take out all the water that is absorbed, or the airspace, and I think that even something which has actual airspace, let's say we have a coconut, or a cantaloupe, which might have some airspace in between, that also, if it's whole, the rice from the Mishnah and Tyrus, it's also, we make the shear the way it is, the whole shear, as long as it's whole, we look at it the way it is. In other words, all the shurim, like Kazakh Kabeza, are volume shurim, and volume shurim are measured the way they are. Now, in Gemara, we have a different question altogether. I don't know, we're talking about Isurim like Pigel and Noiser and Tomei, which shrunk, and now they swelled. So even though now they have a shear, however, it's a possibility to say that this new shear, which they have, although clearly, if we look at it as far as a brocha, it's definitely Kedais. However, the makeup of this is the original Pigel or Noiser, the original meat, plus outside water which came from the outside, from the rain, from the air vapor, which made it swell. So therefore, although it's definitely kazaik, but it's not kazaik of pigel, because the pigel went away, and this new thing which became incorporated, then we can decide, did it become incorporated to such a fashion that now this is all considered the original pigel, or not? Well, is reconstituted the same? We have the same shayla. There's a big shayla about reconstituted grape juice, if we're going to buy a Priya Goffin, is the fact that I put the water back in, does it return to its original state? Or, no, it's halacha. It's still grape juice concentrated in water. So this too will be pigel concentrated in water. However, as far as the brachas of our lichya, Mr. Brewer himself passings earlier that if I put other ingredients into the bread, it is mitzvah to this year. So therefore, the question is not, so the idea over here, the fact that it swelled, is not because it swelled, but rather because there's foreign substances there which swelled it. Therefore, there's a possibility that it's not considered a kazais. However, it could be that when we relate to passive going, that now, this is the state. The natural state of the bread at this point is fluffy. Like, we have fluffy bread, and we have flat breads. And a fluffy bread, the volume of it, although the weight is less, but the volume is more, and the kazais will be measured according to the way it is. Here in Texas, it's clear, Texas is clear. I wouldn't be silent on anything that we said about halacha, but I just wanted to bring out a point here from this Gemara, which is Nageret HaEvgeret.